News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After battering the Bahamas, Hurricane Dorian is expected to eventually draw dangerously close to Florida. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Evacuations ahead of Hurricane Dorian, which is slowly moving toward the Florida Peninsula, where it's expected to gradually turn only miles from land, curving north and running parallel to the coast over most of the week. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says people have to realize the center of the storm will stay out to sea, bringing high winds, heavy rain, and storm surge ashore.
Just because it's off the coast doesn't mean that we're not going to see impacts. We are.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled. The Orlando airport shutting down. Disney World closing its theme parks and campground while allowing people to stay in the resort hotels. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Taliban claimed responsibility for an explosion in Kabul late Monday, just hours after a U.S. negotiator shared with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani key details of a deal that would see thousands of American troops leaving Afghanistan. That blast in the Green Village compound, which houses international organizations and guest houses, killed at least 5 people and wounded about 50 others. Tolls expected to rise because of a number of homes that were destroyed. Earlier, the U.S. officials said that they had reached a draft framework agreement with the Taliban that will require American troops to vacate 5 military bases in Afghanistan within 135 days of signing the document. Iraq on Monday suspended the operations of U.S.-funded Al-Hura television after it broadcast a report alleging corruption in the country's Sunni and Shiite religious institutions. The 12-minute documentary aired Saturday, claiming the religious authorities were misusing state funds and administering religious sites and real estate. The country's communications and media commissions accused the network of bias and defamation, saying the report lacked professionalism, balance, and reliable evidence. This is VOA News. Embattled Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam says she has no